Hello, everyone. I'm here with Miss Bergen, who happens to be a teacher at 371K. So here it goes. Miss Bergen, can you please tell everyone where you teach?
I teach at 371K, located in Brooklyn. In the fall, I will be a sixth-year teacher.
And what type of teacher, or what type of classroom do you teach in?
I teach in a 12-1-1 standardized assessment classrooms, which means that my kids do take Regents exams. My students are actually characterized as having emotional disturbances while also learning disabled.
And now, when you're in this classroom, what type of population do you teach? Is there a specific population or is it just a general group of kids?
Well, the population I teach that the school has found I have the most success with is the incoming ninth grade students. I am one of two staff members in the school assigned to this specific population in school, and it is our job to show them in the ropes.
What subjects do you teach?
I teach global studies, math, and English, as well as language arts, and I also teach test prep skills.
Now, the most important question and the reason behind this project is, what type of technological training have you received as part of your learning to become a teacher, so student teaching or anything you've learned on the job?
As a teacher, I received only on-the-job training and learned about technology that were available to me in my actual classroom.
Now, being a New York City teacher, is technology readily available to you that's provided to you from your school?
As an incoming ninth grade teacher, my students are part of a cohort where the students receive a class set of iPads as part of their everyday instruction. This class set of iPads is only available to me as part of this. No one else in the building can actually use them.
Now, how did you specifically acquire this technology?
Well, I acquired the technology through this grant my incoming ninth grade students were enrolled in. I have also received an LCD projector through Donors Choose to accompany these iPads.
Now, what type of technology or assistive technology do you use within your educational environment?
My regular instruction, I use a MacBook as a means to project the presentations I create on the LCD projector. This works with students having the same thing on their iPads.
Do you use any special apps that cater to your specific population, being emotionally disturbed ninth graders?
I have actually found many apps that are helpful for teaching my this kind of population.
How many do you think?
Three.
All right, what's the first one?
Dragon Dictation. Which is, an effective application that I use regularly in my classroom. This program is actually a great source of aid for students who have a lower level of reading.
And you said you use three, so what's number two?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's Prezi, P-R-E-Z-I, just in case.
Well, actually, I know how to pronounce it because I learned about it in a previous class. It's called Prezi, so now we can just get that all out there. How do you use Prezi? I'm sorry for interrupting you.
It's okay. All of my students have been PowerPointed to death. So these presentations allow not only myself, but also my students to create in-depth presentations captured in a different vantage point. So it also, it lets mine and theirs creativity flourish.
Whew, sounds good. And lastly, you mentioned to me previously an app that you've used called Padlet. What's Padlet do?
Padlet I use within my classroom, and each student has their own iPad that's actually assigned to them. So throughout the year, we do a lot of project-based work, and Padlet allows my students to keep a space to hold all their ideas that are related to a research topic.
Now, you've said these three applications that you've used, these are the ones you use the most. Have you had success with them?
Yes, both Padlet and Prezi have been exceptionally successful within my classroom. I would recommend both of these to any educator trying to gain their technological niche within their classroom.
Excellent. Now, what ones would you consider to be a dud?
Unfortunately, there have been so many that I can't even keep track of.
All right, that sounds good. I mean, that's... That sounds good.
The school ones, they don't really translate well either.
And what do you mean with that? Like, the school just buys stuff and hopes it works?
Basically.
Well. Now, an important question to understand what is it like teaching individuals who are diagnosed with emotional disturbance?
Challenging is probably the best word to use. The reward, though, is amazing to get in the long run. But when one kid has a bad day, usually the whole classroom has a bad day. We celebrate the small improvements that allow us to reach our end goals. Once you have the trust of one of these quote-unquote at-risk kids, though, you learn you are more than a mentor and than a teacher. And also may be one of, if not only, person they can ever really rely on.
Sounds interesting. And now, how does you being a role model or a teacher for these kids, how does it, in your opinion, change their lives?
Well, I personally try to teach my kids to beat their neighborhoods, that they don't want to just live to be someone who doesn't aspire to be bigger than their own block. Success is hard work, and when you get a kid to buy into what you are quote-unquote selling, you can save that kid's life.
Now, the emotional disturbance population is very difficult because you can have outbursts that can really disrupt your whole classroom, as you previously have mentioned. How does using technology appeal to these specific kids?
Well, they like flashy things or the newest technology. I mean, what kid doesn't? They don't want to be talked to death. It keeps you on your toes trying to teach savvy, and they will call you out when you don't know your stuff.
Interesting. And now, the last couple of questions are just about really a kind of a summary of what we're talking about and also just advice you'd have to give. So if you knew somebody who was going to be a first-year teacher working within this population, what advice would you give?
Don't try and be Johnny Law with them. You have to set the expectations and gain their respect. The first year is the toughest year. It is also 20 times harder when you teach these kids. You'll be called things you never thought existed and hear things more of the same. But if you can change one life each year, you're making a difference.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. Now, in regards to the technology in your typical New York City classroom, based on what you've experienced, How would you characterize it?
Truly subpar at best. The city does not do a great job evenly distributing technology, and there is also not a uniform application of it across any school I have ever been in.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Ms. Bergen. We appreciate it, and hopefully people will learn from your experiences as well.
No problem.